The campus bells are ringing in 11 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, a sound Dr. Nancy Mergler knows well from her office in Evans Hall, which sits regally at the top of the North Oval. Although the melodies of OU's alma mater and state anthems will not have the same boom come summer, Mergler will still hear the familiar tunes further south of the bell tower when she returns to the Honors College during her sabbatical in the fall. In her spacious first-floor office, illuminated by large windows, decorated with historical photos of campus, and furnished with a plush leather couch, Mergler details her acceptance of the position of Senior Vice President and Provost in 1995, when David Warren had been president of the university for just 1 year.
I was called in to meet with President Warren in his office, and I thought he wanted to discuss something about the honors program. I was stunned. I was a dark horse candidate to be the provost, but he appreciated that I had the opportunity as director of the honors program to know many of the very best teachers on campus, many of the young faculty, and certainly many, many of the student leaders.
So what did it mean to you as a woman to hold a top position at the university for such a long time?
I was the only woman in the Big 12 amongst provosts, so I can remember my first provost meeting there, and you just walk in and say, okay, I belong here, it's okay. I feel a little different, but they made me feel welcome. These days, about half the provosts in the Big 12 are women. It's become a non-issue, and that's exciting for me to see that transformation, but it's really happened in the past 2 decades.
How are you feeling about sorting out the decision to step down?
I feel good about it. One of the things that this kind of position brings with it to the individual holding it is an overwhelming amount of responsibility and stress. I have wonderful, talented deans, chairs, and directors that do the good work. But what resides at my desk in a kind of a Truman-esque way is that stress and worry about changes and getting people ready for accreditation or compliance or regulations, making sure we're adopting the technology and making good decisions about how we're spending our money. And I'm looking forward to teaching myself how to sleep through the night without having to worry.
You've been provost for longer than any other predecessor. So what do you want your legacy to be?
First of all, I'm working to make it a very smooth transition so that the Norman community doesn't feel disrupted by it. I've been working with my senior vice provost on all of the just basic processes and decisions. I also hope people will think fondly of me as trying to have been a good steward for the entire Norman campus and make good and fair decisions for the students and the faculty and the staff. And that, by and large, I think any provost has to make some decisions that will not please everybody. But I hope people will remember me as coming to those decisions in a reasoned, deliberative way and wish me well. Or wish me well as I try to learn how to teach with your generation again.
As you're taking a break, kind of stepping down from provost, what are you looking forward to in your free time?
I'm going to be developing some courses on my sabbatical that will be offered down in the Honors College. One of the things I want to do in the fall is sit in on some courses that other faculty in the Honors College are teaching to get a better sense of your generation of students. I also want to visit my adult children. I went into administration in the Honors program when they were 2 and 4. So they've only really known a mother that's kind of a frantically busy administrator. So I want to visit them. I want to travel some with my husband, just as a tag along, not for professional travel. Very much looking forward to that.
What would be the one thing that would make you want to come back to provost in a heartbeat? Like one thing that you would miss that would make you consider coming back if you could?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I laugh. I have this big grin on my face, and I think it's definitely time to pass on that role to others. So I think I'm done with that. I'm always available to anybody, you know, for mentoring or questions or where is it. But no, I don't think I'd be lured back in. No way.
Although Dr. Mergler is confident in her decision to step down from provost, ending a 19-year career, she mentioned one thing she could have done better.
I think it's important at these transition times to say thank you to everybody I have had the opportunity to work with. All these people working so hard to make the university absolutely splendid. I regret not having told them more often how deeply I appreciate their efforts.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Molly Evans.